Genesis chapter 34. Genesis, again, first book of the Bible, so easy to find. It's on page 36 if you're using the Pew Bibles. I'm actually going to read the last few verses of chapter 33, and I'm going to read all of 34 and then the first few verses of 35. So it's a big chunk again. We've been biting off big chunks lately, so we're continuing in that trend. Just a reminder of where we're at in the story. We're quickly coming to an end, to the end of Jacob's life and his story here. Pretty soon we'll be picking up with Joseph. But Jacob, in obedience to God's command, is on his way back home. He's been living with his uncle Laban for the last 20 years. And so on his way, he left Laban, and on his way, he was reconciled to his brother Esau, and we saw such maturity and faith and humility in Jacob in this interaction. But now we watch him once again get distracted as he wanders from God. So listen to God's word. These words are the words of life and joy and peace. So let's take them to heart. Genesis 33, starting verse 16. Genesis 33, verse 16. So Esau returned that day on his way to Seir. But Jacob journeyed to Succoth and built himself a house and made booths for his livestock. Therefore the name of the place is called Succoth.